I must have fallen asleep to the world around me in the last 15 years or so since the birth of the incel movement, a group of like-minded nitwits numbering in the tens of thousands in America who have adopted the label of involuntary celibate, or incel for short. Their formal and informal numbers have grown to such an extent, and their actions more and more aberrant, that the National Threat Assessment Center of our Secret Service has developed a substantial database on incels owing to their likelihood and history of criminal acts against women, and collaterally men. So while I could never have imagined some years back a group of young men getting together to self-identify themselves as too ugly to fuck, I suppose it's a cowardly new world, as Aldous Huxley probably write or will wrote in some multiverse at some time in the past future. Interestingly, the incel movement, if I may call it that, began about the same time as the rest of the turds floated to the internet surface, beginning many years ago, coinciding with the Kardashians, West, and a host of others, of whom I know nothing other than to scroll past their images as quickly as possible online. Foremost, though, incels hate women. The stress of existence, the angst of life, has overridden the incel's ability to comprehend that finding someone with whom to share a momentary sexual experience, as I recall from many years ago, is about as easy as stepping in dog shit at a bark park. On something apparently called the Manosphere, I really do not get this world, which is a collection of websites and forums for the like-minded, these imbeciles rail against women and mourn the non-loss of their virginity, celebrating being incels by discussing who to hate and how to do harm to the female of our species. Harm be defined as harm, in the very real sense of the word, through to and including kidnapping, rape, and murder. Incels believe that women today are primarily feminists and see the rise of women in government and business as threatening their ultimate masculine position in society as the hunter and usurping the ultimate power associated with that role. Incels in the news have become fairly common with relational threads tied to various violent events. Read the IndependentDaily.com article concerning incels, and you can understand the full extent of their threat.